the Big Fatty was on his show earlier this week, thinking, because he's telling people to go out and tell a friend to subscribe to the show, and I inadvertently did it. One of my very favorite podcasts is, excuse me while I take a sip of margarita, is called Vera Speaks for Real, hosted by the fabulous, inimitable, should I use that word, the inimitable Auntie Vera Charles, or more the Lushy.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online! Well, hello everyone. We have reached episode 25 of the BFO. For today's episode is for Friday, March the 7th, and Big Fatty is in Belize running around like Indiana Jones through the Mayan caves and doing zip lines and rappelling, and oh Lord, if that didn't have an emergency written all over it, nothing does. Ruined! Oh Lord. Now, just a reminder, there won't be a show on Monday because Big Fatty doesn't get back into Charleston until late Sunday night, and I'm not going to be worth a shit on Monday, okay, quite frankly. Now, today we have part two of our version of The Gaze with Auntie Vera Charles, as Eric the Southern Boy so properly introduced her here on today's show. And y'all, today's episode talks about one of Big Fatty's favorites. And if you've been listening to the BFO, you know that this is one of Big Fatty's favorites. And just to me, the fact that Auntie Vera Charles knew this person and had social ties with this person, as well as professional ties and all, just blows me away. So y'all, enjoy your weekend, enjoy your Monday without me, and enjoy part two of The Gaze.
Palace of Pleasure, how may I help you?
Oh Lord, I must have hit redial. I don't know. I don't know how to use this cellular telephone on the Skype, and evidently I've called the wrong number again, everyone, so we're gonna have to talk to her some more.
Folks,
some more. Y'all, we have Auntie Vera Charles back with us today, and
hi, Fatty lovers.
Oh Lord. Well, and hi to you, Auntie Vera lovers.
Oh, yeah.
Which the Fatty lovers better become Auntie Vera lovers, because if not, you're getting the finger.
Well, but, yeah.
Anyway, on the last show, we promised, if you haven't heard part one of the conversation with Auntie Vera, you need to go over and listen to that. And that's over at the www, which, as we all know,
you don't need the www.
You do not have to use that. That's correct. So, anyway, today we promised that we would start off by talking about the medications that we're on. And I'm taking the high cholesterol pills and all. How about yourself? What are you taking these days?
Vodka.
Vodka. Well, yeah. Well, I take a little Metamucil also, because you know the doctor.
I am so doctor phobic that I have no idea if I'm in need of anything or not in need of anything. I just don't go to doctors. If it isn't hanging by a thread, I don't worry about it.
Oh Lord.
Isn't that sad?
No, not necessarily, because I'll tell you why not necessarily. Big Fatty turned 50 back a year ago, because
yes.
I'm 51 also.
Uh-huh.
We're the same age, everyone. But
I know. That's why we love the Memory Lane music.
Oh, we do. Isn't it wonderful?
I absolutely love it. I look forward to it every podcast. Well, and I always shout out what it is.
Oh, good. Well, I hope everybody does that. And I hope they sing along when there are words and all, too.
Uh-huh.
But when Big Fatty turned 50, I went to the doctor, and he says, well, you've got to get that colonoscopy. And I went, oh, fuck.
Uh-huh.
You know, and it's always hard, you know, when they do the digital rectal exam to make it act, you know, to act like it hurts. So I'm like, you know, okay, well, I'm going to have the colonoscopy. And so I go in, and the doctor, honest to God, you know, I go in, and I'm thinking, okay, you know, they're going to put me out and all this. And I go in, and it looks like they've got a fucking TV studio in there, and they're going to shove an HD camera up my ass.
Uh-huh.
But the doctor walks in. Would you like to guess what his name was?
I cannot. Dr. Finger.
Close. Dr. Payne.
Oh, thank you very much.
And I'm like, you know, I'm sure you hear it from everyone, but that's such a terrible name for, you know, a doctor that's about to shove an HD camera up my ass. So anyway, he gave me some extra drugs and I was just fine. So anyway.
Big Fatty's the only person who ever went in for the colonoscopy and actually had to ask, are you in?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, I'm probably not the only person, because I think they do that a lot out in the West Hollywood also. But
without a prescription.
Exactly. So,
or an appointment.
Exactly. Speaking of that, you told a little story about picking up a little hustler in your younger days, because you grew up in Los Angeles, right?
Yes, I live 20 minutes away from my childhood home where my parents still live. So I'm in my old stomping grounds as we speak.
Well, that's fantastic. They're not really a whole lot of homegrown Los Angelites there.
No, there aren't. There are very few native Californians, as a matter of fact. Everybody's a transplant here. Yeah, my family, my mother's family is native Californian, and Gooch's family is native Californian. So.
And you were talking about C's candies and all on your Valentine's show. And
do they have those out there?
Well, they have started getting them on the East Coast. Because I grew up in Atlanta, and when I was home over Christmas, I saw the C's candy display there in the mall. And I went, oh, well, that's kind of neat, because I'm familiar with it from my travels out there and all.
So, yeah, it's big-time candy out here.
It's good candy.
Uh-huh. I heard you eating your hearts, your candy hearts, so I know that you're a big candy fan.
My conservation hearts?
Your conservation hearts, exactly.
You know, because I love to buy the candy, especially when it's on sale. And you know my favorite's coming
up.
Or
you have a coupon.
Oh, I love a coupon.
Uh-huh.
My favorite's coming up because the best candy is the Easter candy.
I know, and the day after Easter, it's like 50% off, and then 3 days after Easter, it's 75% off.
That's correct, and you know what?
I have more chocolate bunnies hopping around this house a couple of weeks after Easter than you can imagine.
Well, you know.
It looks like a warren.
Oh, Lord. Well, now, I have we've learned last time that you're in the entertainment business, and on one of the first shows I heard of yours, and by the way, I know that you've done, you know, close to 100 shows, and I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, I hadn't listened to all the old ones before I met you, and I'm probably not gonna.
I understand completely.
Because, you know, I've just picked you up from right here, and I like being surprised by the little things that, you know, pop up every now and then.
And that's not the first time you've said that.
No, it isn't. But But we know you're in show business, but one of the people that you said was a dear friend of yours and who I absolutely adored and was my gay mentor, one of my gay mentors growing up, whether he knew it or not, was Charles Nelson Reilly.
Yes, he was my very precious, precious friend. He began as my teacher. When I was in my very early 20s, he taught me acting, and I became one of his many protégés, not in any lascivious manner whatsoever. And then we grew to be great, dear friends. And he was one of those people that I think you can oftentimes count on your fingers of one hand, the people that truly – made a profound impact on your life, and he was one that absolutely did. And he is, his loss is just, I can't even articulate the feeling of the loss. But he was a fantastic, unbelievable man that was so little known by the general public. I mean, they thought he was the funny guy from The Match Game, which he was, but he was so much more than that.
Oh, absolutely. But you know, the nice thing about him being on The Match Game is that he will never die.
Exactly. I, for the longest time after he passed, I couldn't watch any of those reruns anymore, but I've started to watch them again, and it's so wonderful that image is going to be living on and on, and people will be able to see his silly side. He was truly the funniest human being I've ever met in my life, and I've met a lot of funny people, but there was never anyone funnier than he. Go ahead.
I agree with you. I love me some Charles Nelson Reilly.
Oh, oh. Oh, marvelous. Oh, so talented. Oh.
So, do you mind sharing a personal story that just jumps in your mind, that something that happened with the two of y'all?
With Charles? Uh-huh. Absolutely. Okay. He told every time that we got together, and it was rare to get together with Charles because Charles was always doing something. You could go a year without seeing him, but then all of a sudden out of nowhere your phone will ring, and mind you, this is a year and a half after not hearing from him or where he is or what he's doing. The phone would ring and you'd say hello, and he'd say, "So what are you doing tonight?" And you'd say, "What?" He'd say, "What are you doing tonight?" I said, "Charles? Yes. What are you doing tonight?" "Nothing. I was just making – you want to come over for dinner?" So you'd end up going to his house for dinner, and it would be just that moment because he decided that he wanted to see you. He was home, and he had a moment, and you'd be there till 4 or 5 in the morning. But what the story that I always love to tell about Charles – I got to truncate it because I know we don't have a lot of time. I used to have – tons and tons of hair. I'm now a bald person. I used to have tons of hair and very curly hair. And the way I had to coif was to use a lot of hairspray to pack in my fro. And this is, of course, back in the days when a fro was cool. And I didn't have any money and had no money at all. And so Charles called, and this is when I was studying with him, and he knew that my then partner was out of town and he didn't want me to be alone. So he said, you want to go have some dinner? And I said, "I would love to, Charles. That'd be terrific." He said, "Okay, I'll pick you up about 6:30 or 7. I said, "Great." I had no money and no hairspray, and I knew that I had to look nice. So I was talking to my friend on the phone, and she swears to this day that she was joking. But I know that she was not joking. She said, "What you can do is mix hot water and sugar together, shake it up in a spray bottle, and spray it on your hair. And it works like hairspray." Okay? So I did this. I took a lot of sugar and hot water and shook it around in a spray bottle and spritzed it on my head and packed my head. Now, it packed in like hairspray. It really did pack it in. But it never lost its gooey stickiness. It was good. It was like I had a gooey caramel apple head. So Charles and I are in the restaurant and we're talking, and Charles is very touchy and lovey. He just, and once again, never lascivious, just loving his kids were his students, were his children. And so he reached across the table at one point and he patted my head. And of course his hand stuck to my hair. And I was, you know, went, "Oh my God, what is that? And I told him the story that I had to put, sugar, and I had to make, and he said, and he paused and he sat back and he said, "Damn." And I said, "What?" And he said, "Well, I was going to run my fingers through your hair, but I'm a diabetic."
Now, oh, my God.
Now, every single time that he would see me, regardless of who – I mean, these, we would be sitting – like going to see his – after his one-man show, we went and he invited us over to Spago, and all these stars are there. And I'm just dying because I'm sitting with Charles and Gooch and I and all of these stars. And he stops the table dead where these people are talking about their Oscars and all kind of crap. And he tells the "I'd love to run my fingers through your hair, but I'm a diabetic" story to these people. And I'm dying because I want to crawl under the table. But That was his favorite story, so he always told it whenever he saw me.
Oh, that is wonderful.
That was my Charles.
Oh, well, he's brought tears of joy to me today.
I'm so glad.
And I am, oh my God, that was fabulous. I could never, never imagine having what a, such a wonderful story told to me.
Oh, bless your heart. Well,
I'm serious. What? That's wonderful. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that that story shows you the joy that man brought to everybody's life that he touched, because his humor was so just there and present and extraordinary. And the depth of the man was astounding. He's the greatest teacher I've ever had in my life, of any teacher, of any subject. He just was miraculous.
Well, that's just so wonderful. Thank you for sharing that.
My pleasure.
And I know that, I mean, that's it. If he was your favorite teacher of all, then I know that he holds a very special place in your life, because you and I were very lucky to grow up when we did, I think.
I agree with you. I heard that on your – when you spoke that on your podcast, when you told that beautiful story about your teacher who came to your house. That was so moving. It was really a touching story.
Well, you know, I'm sure she just – That was just her, but it's amazing the little things that do make a difference in your life. And I'm so excited that I got to grow up when I did, and you know.
I know. The television was different. The films were different. Life was priorities were different.
I wouldn't be 20 years old now if I had to be.
I take the body. I would take the body of the 20-year-old.
Okay.
I mean, but not the mind. No.
Just and having to deal with all this shit nowadays? No, thank you. Mm-mm. I'm very happy where I am. And speaking of very happy where I am, guess what?
We ran out of time again?
We have been caught by the music again.
Oh, my gosh.
So I would ask you to tell people how to go to subscribe to your podcast, but I made that mistake on the last show.
I'm on iTunes.
Okay. Great. Thanks. Because as of the recording of this, still not on the fucking iTunes.
Let's give him the finger.
I've done it. Trust
okay,
me. Every day.
I'm giving him the finger right now.
Me.
So anyway, if you want to subscribe to Auntie Vera Charles's podcast, just go over to the Big Fatty Online and look under the Fat Favorites and click on Auntie Vera. What is it? Vera Speaks for Real.
Vera Speaks for Real.
And go over there and subscribe to this man's podcast, y'all. That story you heard about Charles Nelson Reilly, you get all kinds of little gems like that from his life on 3 times a week. And it's just wonderful, and I'm so happy that you are one of my fat favorites.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it like you can't believe, and it's an honor to be with you and an honor to be honored in your fat favorites. Thank you for that.
Oh, Lord. You know, just blowing that smoke. Blowing the
well,
smoke.
I'm a smoke blower from way back, Sonny.
Exactly.
Exactly.
All right, dear. Hey, by the way, have you ever been to Charleston?
No, I have not. I have not been to many states other than my own.
Okay, so you're a homebody then.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's once again, that's another gaze that we could talk about that.
And
that's
you know
an entire
what?
Other.
We will do that in the future.
Okay, my friend.
All right, everyone. Thank you very much, Auntie Vera Charles. And,
thank you, Big Fatty.
And, just keep us smiling. That's all I can say. And I know you will.
Do my best.
All right, dear.
Bye.
Bye-bye. You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Meow.
has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.